A restricted precipitation pattern will occur across the Midwest this week. We do expect to see a greater storm system evolve as we finish out the week and go into the weekend, but that's still several days away. There will be a couple of frontal systems that will move through the region as we move on out over these next 4 or 5 days, and in the process, we'll likely see a little bit of interruption to fieldwork periodically. Most of the precipitation that comes from these disturbances or these frontal boundaries will likely be very brief and light and mostly confined to northern portions of the Midwest. The precipitation in the Ohio River Basin is expected to be minimal. We will see some of the precipitation scatter across areas to the north, and I think most of the precipitation will likely occur across the region from the Dakotas into Michigan and northern portions of Ohio. And this first frontal system will likely debut today and to tonight across the northwestern Corn Belt and very quickly relocate itself for areas in the eastern Midwest as we go through the day tomorrow. Most of the precipitation in this event will likely run a few hundredths of an inch to maybe a quarter of an inch, with a couple of spots maybe getting upwards to 35 hundredths of an inch. I don't believe there'll be much more precipitation than that out of this particular event, but it will be followed very closely by another disturbance that will bring additional spotty shower activity across the northern parts of the Midwest as we move from Wednesday into Thursday. Moisture totals in that event, again, will be just a few hundredths of an inch to a couple tenths of an inch, and mostly from eastern North Dakota to Michigan. Now, at the tail end of this particular disturbance will likely become stationary across the lower parts of the Midwest as we move from Thursday into Friday morning. The precipitation will be most significant from Kansas into the Ohio River Valley, where there will likely be at least a few locations that will get 3 or 4 tenths of an inch of rain. That frontal boundary, though, will dissipate as a new storm system forms in the plains, and that will be the star of the week. The plains storm is not only expected to impact the Midwest, but it will also bring some needed moisture to northern portions of hard red winter wheat country. This will occur probably on Friday. We'll likely see the moisture focusing in on parts of northern Kansas, Colorado, and portions of Nebraska, as well as other areas in hard red wheat country. The moisture will certainly be welcome, and some of it may begin already on Thursday. The entire storm system will be exiting out of the region by Saturday morning, and in the process, it will be spreading rain across the heart of the Midwest. Our biggest delays in fieldwork in the Midwest will likely occur over the weekend, but beginning on Friday in the western Corn Belt. The area of most significant rain at this point looks like it will probably be from parts of northern Missouri and Iowa into Michigan, although some of the pure model data today suggests it may track a little bit further to the north. I'm going to be a little bit conservative with that and keep it a little further south than what the models say, at least for right now. The storm system may produce a quarter to three-quarters of an inch of rain with some local amounts over 1 inch. It may be a significant event for some locations in the upper parts of the Midwest if the pure model data is right. But again, I have reservations about that. We'll keep an eye on that system as we get closer to the event. The temperatures across the Midwest are expected to be somewhat on the cool side early this week. We'll likely see temperatures bouncing around a little bit, mostly 50s and 60s, but we'll see a few upper 40s occurring in the northern parts of the region periodically, and we'll likely see temperatures possibly come up close to 70 degrees around midweek, just before we get involved with that bigger storm system at the end of the week. Most of the temperatures will then turn a little bit cooler as the rains increase over the weekend, but still nowhere near as cold as we were over the weekend. Record-setting cold occurred in many areas in the western Corn Belt, portions of the central plains, as temperatures fell into the teens and 20s. And that looks like most of that cold is abating, though, and will not impact the eastern portions of the Midwest to the same level of significance. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.